A SimplyScripts.com presentation.
Read by
Mona Lisa
and Rick Blade. And our voiceover website is www.rickandmona.com. As in Rick-N-Mona.com.
Mr. Gloom by Mike Shelton. A day in the life of the unluckiest man on earth.
Exterior, City Park, day.
It's a beautiful day. The sun shines brightly in the clear blue sky, and the birds chirp in melodious harmony. An old man, 75, sits on a bench. He wears a fishing hat, and a cane rests against the bench next to him. He tosses crumbs to a group of pigeons at his feet until two teenagers, one boy, one girl, both 17, approach. Teenage boy.
Boy, this sucks.
Teenage girl.
No kidding. There's nothing to do around here. I swear we've got the worst luck in the world.
The two teenagers walk past the old man.
Old man.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
The teenagers stop and look back at the old man. Teenage boy.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
The old man looks to the sky and takes a deep breath. Old man.
Because the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the sky is blue. What more could you ask for?
Teenage girl.
Something to do would be nice.
Teenage boy.
Or should we just walk around and smell the flowers? You old folks sure got it made. You can sit around doing nothing and think it's the best thing ever.
Old man.
I'm just saying that you shouldn't think you've got it so bad is all.
Teenage girl.
Well, we do.
Old man.
What would you say if I told you that there's some people out there who ain't so lucky as you and me? People with a constant dark cloud over their head that bad things just keep happening to.
Teenage boy.
Bad things? Like what?
The old man picks up his cane and motions to the empty spots on the bench. Old man.
Have a seat. I've got a little story to tell you.
The two teenagers look at each other and shrug. Teenage boy.
What else we gonna do?
They take a seat on the bench next to the old man.
Teenage girl.
What kind of story, old man?
A story about a fella named Malcolm Gloom.
Interior, Malcolm's bathroom, day.
Malcolm Gloom, 39, stares at himself in the mirror. He wears boxer shorts, a stained white t-shirt, and his face is covered with tiny bits of toilet paper to combat shaving cuts. The patterned baldness on top of his head is only outdone by a large patch of unruly hair that hangs off to the side.
Old man voiceover.
You see, Malcolm Gloom was a very unlucky man. On the surface, he's no different than you and me. An everyday average person with everyday average routines. He would groom himself.
Malcolm picks up a comb and swoops the unruly hair over the top of his head. After a few strokes, the comb is full of clumps of hair. He shakes his head, puts the comb down, and looks at a toupee on a nearby table. Interior, Malcolm's bedroom, day.
Malcolm sits on his bed with the bad toupee now perched unevenly on top of his head and a pair of black socks in his hand. He attempts to put one of the socks on, but his foot tears right through it. He holds his foot in the air with both hands on the elastic and sighs.
Old man voiceover.
Dress himself.
Interior, Malcolm's kitchen, day. Malcolm sits at a table with a box of cornflakes and a quart of milk in front of him. He pours cornflakes into a bowl, grabs the milk, and pours. The milk oozes out in ghastly chunks. He sets the quart of milk down and sighs as flames and smoke shoot out of the toaster on the counter behind him. Old man voiceover.
Eat breakfast.
Exterior, Malcolm's apartment building, day.
Malcolm closes and locks the door to his apartment. He stands on the steps in a gray suit, white shirt, black tie, and his toupee. He takes a deep breath and looks around.
Old man voiceover.
He would commute to work not only because of the bus stop located right in front of his apartment, but because he's also a friend of the environment. Only problem is that sometimes the environment chose not to reciprocate.
A splatter of bird droppings hits Malcolm on the shoulder. Two young ladies at the bus stop see it and chuckle. Malcolm takes a handkerchief from his pocket and cleans himself up, but a stain remains. Malcolm looks at the two ladies, nods, and walks down the steps. He gets down two of them when a bird swoops in and steals his toupee. The ladies burst into riotous laughter. He desperately swipes at the bird and his toupee and jogs off after them as the bird flies off. His bus arrives and leaves without him.
Exterior, street, day. Malcolm approaches an ATM.
Old man voiceover.
He goes to the bank.
He inserts his card into the machine and types in his PIN. The machine ejects his card. He removes it and tries again two more times before the machine eats his card. He uses another card and this time gets his money. He places it in his jacket pocket and proceeds down the street. Moments later, money shoots out of the ATM. A small crowd gathers around and scoops up the stray bills.
Interior, coffee shop, day. Malcolm stands at the register. A female barista walks up and places a cup of coffee on the counter. Old man voiceover.
He stops for morning coffee.
Malcolm reaches into his jacket pocket for money. He fishes his hand around the pocket for a moment before he pulls it out to reveal a large hole in it. Old man voiceover.
Uh-oh, no money. So what would any other red-blooded American do at a time like this?
Teenage girl voiceover.
Steal it?
Malcolm takes out his wallet and removes a credit card.
Old man voiceover.
No, you charge it, of course.
The barista takes Malcolm's card and runs it through the machine. She raises an eyebrow and runs it through again. She apologetically shakes her head at Malcolm and gives the card back to him. Old man voiceover.
Although it's probably not the best idea to use a card that's over its limit, I wonder if that dastardly ATM had anything to do with it. Try again, Mr. Gloom.
Malcolm reaches into his wallet and pulls out a crusty, folded-up $2 bill.
He looks at it, sighs, and gives it to the barista. Teenage girl voiceover.
A $2 bill? Are those even real? Old man voiceover.
Sure, they just don't make them anymore. Most people carry them for luck.
Teenage boy voiceover.
With his luck, he should have got rid of it a long time ago.
Malcolm takes his coffee and exits. As he walks through the door, he takes a sip and burns himself.
Exterior, street, day. Malcolm walks down the street with his coffee in hand.
Old man voiceover.
And just like us, at one time or another.
Malcolm looks at his watch. It says 9:07. Old man voiceover.
He's late for work.
Malcolm jogs down the street, but only gets a few feet before he trips, falls, and spills coffee all over himself. He sits up, and his suit is now covered with coffee stains to match the bird droppings. He lets out a deep sigh.
Old man voiceover.
Yep, Mr. Gloom had it pretty bad, but he couldn't be bothered with it then. He had a big day at work ahead of him.
Malcolm gets up from the sidewalk, brushes himself off, and continues onward. Interior, Malcolm's office building, day. Malcolm stands in the office of his boss, 42, who points at his watch and gives Malcolm an angry look. Old man voiceover.
Probably not the best day to be late for work. You see, Mr. Gloom is scheduled to give a big marketing presentation today. He's been working on it tediously for months, and if all goes well, he'll be sure to get that big promotion he's been seeking.
Malcolm nods at his boss, puts a finger in the air to gesture that he needs a minute, and leaves the office.
Interior, office, Malcolm's cubicle, day. Malcolm takes a seat at his desk and turns on his computer.
Old man voiceover.
Now, if you've been paying any attention at all to my story, you should have a pretty good idea of what's about to happen.
The computer monitor lights up and the screen dissolves. Once it's finished, a skull and crossbones flashes on it. Old man voiceover.
Yep, a computer virus. Months of work down the drain.
Malcolm stares at the computer screen and sighs. The monitor smokes and bursts into flames. Malcolm looks around briefly and runs from the cubicle.
Exterior, City Park, day. The two teenagers look at the old man in disbelief. Teenage boy.
Come on, a bird stealing his toupee? Bad milk and a computer virus? You gotta be making all this up.
Old man.
I'm telling you the truth.
Teenage girl.
Then this guy's a dork. There's no way all of this stuff could happen to somebody in one day.
Old man.
Not just this day, every day. Every day Mr. Gloom would have a string of bad things happen to him.
Teenage boy.
If that were me, I wouldn't even leave the house.
Old man.
I'm getting to that. Now, where was I?
Exterior, street, day. Malcolm walks along the street dejectedly. Old man voiceover.
Ah, yes. There we are. With no job, no prospects, and the worst run of bad luck this old man has ever seen. What's a guy to do?
Malcolm walks past the lamppost in the street. A few steps beyond it, he stops and goes back to it. On the lamppost is a flyer that says, Suicide? on it. He slowly moves his head up and down. Old man voiceover.
Well, I don't know what you would do, but old Malcolm decided he was gonna end it all.
Teenage girl voiceover.
He's gonna kill himself? Old man voiceover.
Yep, and the only thing left to do was to figure out how.
Interior, Malcolm's apartment, garage, day.
Malcolm stands and looks at his car, a run-down little compact with no two parts the same color.
Old man voiceover.
So he did a little bit of research and came to the conclusion that carbon monoxide poisoning would be a nice way to go. He'd start his car, leave the engine running, and eventually go to sleep, never to wake up.
Malcolm nods his head, walks to the car, and gets in. He sticks a key in the ignition and turns it. Nothing. Old man voiceover.
But it's usually a good idea to make sure your car has a functioning battery before attempting it.
Malcolm turns the key with vigor and quickly moves his body back and forth in desperation.
Interior, Malcolm's apartment, bedroom, day. Malcolm stands on a chair with a rope around his neck. The other end of the rope is tied to a lighting fixture on the ceiling.
Old man voiceover.
So he tried to hang himself, but that didn't work out so well either.
Malcolm steps off the chair and immediately plummets to the ground. The lighting fixture rips from the ceiling and falls on top of him.
Interior, Malcolm's apartment kitchen, day. Malcolm sits at the table and reads a newspaper.
Old man voiceover.
With his first two attempts ending in terrible failure, he decided to try something a little more creative.
Malcolm picks up the paper and slaps it with his hand. He throws it back on the table, nods in approval, and exits. The headline reads, Man Shot by Police in Bank Robbery Attempt. Interior, bank, day.
Malcolm confidently storms through the revolving door with a gun in his hand. A nylon, with a large run near his right eye, covers his face.
Old man voiceover.
But somebody beat him to it.
Two men in black ski masks stand near the teller windows, each with a canvas bag and gun in hand. Malcolm's shoulders slump in defeat as he watches the scene. A third man, also in a black ski mask, sneaks up from behind and hits Malcolm over the back of the head with a gun. Malcolm falls to the ground like a stone.
Interior, car trunk, day. Malcolm lies in the trunk with a blindfold over his eyes. He bounces around lightly from the car's movement.
Old man voiceover.
As luck would have it, Mr. Gloom turned out to be a rather nice hostage for the bank robbers.
Exterior, street, night. A car pulls up to the curb. The three men exit and walk back to the trunk. They open it, take out Malcolm, and leave him on the street. They quickly get back in the car and speed off as Malcolm removes the blindfold. He stands perfectly still and stares out into the street. Old man voiceover.
Guess his luck isn't so bad after all. I mean, the robbers did let him go unharmed, and things couldn't possibly get any worse, right?
Jane, 37, with her arm in a cast and a big bandage on her head, rapidly approaches Malcolm.